Good day, everyone, and welcome to Chad Radler and Eric Murphy's nomination press briefing with Senator Brown and healthcare advocates. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode, and later on, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. Please note that today's call may be recorded, and I will be standing by should you need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Brad Woodhouse, Executive Director of Protect Our Care. Please go ahead.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Operator. And I want to thank Senator Brown and two of his constituents, Maya Zimmerman Brown and Susan Hyde, for being on this call. You know, there's a whole lot going on in the world. There's the debate over the national emergency declaration. Pharma executives are testifying in Congress today, but we can never lose sight of what Republicans in this administration are trying to do to American health care through the federal judiciary. We know in many ways the Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court and him ascending to be the Justice of the Supreme Court was emblematic of the challenges that we face from this administration, from this president, who is trying to do everything that he can to overturn American health care, to repeal the American health care law, and to undermine a woman's right to choose and access to contraception through the courts. And today, there's nothing more emblematic of that than the nomination of Chad Radler and the nomination of Eric Murphy, to the Sixth Circuit in Ohio. These people are too extreme for America. They're too extreme for our courts. And the health care of Americans and the health care of women is at risk. And Senator Brown is going to get into this, but Chad Radler, first of all, as acting assistant attorney general, filed the brief on behalf of the Trump administration in the Texas lawsuit, arguing that protections for people with pre-existing conditions under the Affordable Care Act should be struck down. The important thing to remember here is this was the Trump administration not just saying that protections for people with pre-existing conditions should be struck down, but they weighed in on the lawsuit to undermine the Affordable Care Act instead of what the Justice Department normally does, which is to stand up for federal laws. They put the full weight of the Department of Justice behind the Republican war on health care. The judge in Texas has ruled that as a result of this lawsuit, the entire Affordable Care Act should go away. Now, that ruling is on hold while it is appealed, but this is a direct result of a brief written by a person who now wants to serve on the federal judiciary. Eric Murphy also fought against health care in Ohio when the state challenged a provision from the Affordable Care Act. Thankfully, the Sixth Circuit rejected his, quote, novel challenge. Murphy's also fought to make it harder for women to access reproductive health care in Ohio. Murphy also fought to make it harder for women to obtain contraceptives following an amicus brief in Burwell versus Hobby Lobby. It is clear these nominees are too extreme. It is also clear that this is part of a concerted effort by the Trump administration and by President Trump himself to do through the judiciary what they have not been able to accomplish through legislation, and that is to both curtail a woman's right to choose and access to contraceptives and to undermine American health care and repeal the health care law. These nominees absolutely have to be stopped. The judiciary is not the place for politics over American health care, issues that have been decided. With that, I want to turn it over to champion on these issues and all issues of health care and looking out for working Americans. Senator Brown?
Brad, thank you. Thanks so much, and thanks for your comments that set the stage. Thanks to everyone at Protect Our Care. Thanks to Susan Hyde and Maya Zimmerman Brown, to Ohioans who have stories to tell, and thanks for all the work, Ms. Zimmerman Brown, Ms. Hyde, that you've done to protect Americans' health care. Last night, we saw a Senate in the Senate vote how obsessed that Washington Republicans are with stripping Americans of their health care rights, whether it's women's right to make their own personal health care decision or Americans' rights to quality, right to quality affordable health insurance. The president's two nominees, as Brad said, the president's two nominees to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, Chad Riedler and Eric Murphy, are part of that agenda. They have a proven record, both of them, of fighting to strip Americans of their health care rights. Chad Riedler's work threatens the coverage of millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions. Last summer, Riedler did what three career attorneys with the Department of Justice refused to do. He filed a brief challenging the law protecting Americans with pre-existing conditions. Then, the next day, President Trump nominated him for this judgeship. This unprecedented move earned him rebukes from across the legal community. Three career attorneys withdrew from the case. One went so far as to resign, all in objection to DOJ's unprecedented actions. One Republican senator called Riedler's arguments in the brief as far-fetched as he'd ever seen. We shouldn't put anyone who puts partisanship ahead of Americans' health care on the bench for life. Eric Murphy's record is equally extreme. He worked to restrict access to contraceptives for women. He filed a brief in the Burwell v. Hobby Lobby case seeking to deny women access to health care, and he represented employers in other similar cases. He's also defended efforts to defund Planned Parenthood and state efforts to restrict women's access to comprehensive health care. Both of these men have represented big tobacco companies and their law practices. All of that says that neither of them should have a lifetime seat on the bench. We have to fight for Americans' health care at every level, in Congress and state legislatures and in the courts. And Riedler's record and Murphy's record are a clear and immediate threat to the health care rights of millions of Americans. I'll stop there. And again, thanks to Ms. Hyde and Ms. Zimmerman Brown for joining us.
Great. Thank you. And with that, with your introduction of them, Senator Brown, let me first turn it over to Maya Zimmerman Brown from Cleveland, and then we'll go to Susan Hyde, who is another healthcare storyteller from Ohio, both with issues related to pre-existing conditions and how important access to those provisions as afforded by the Affordable Care Act are, and particularly how Chad Riedler's nomination to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals poses such a threat to that. Maya?
Thank you for the opportunity today to share a little bit of my family's story and why protecting the Affordable Care Act is so vital to us. I was born with a rare genetic disorder called Marfan syndrome. I spent most of my first 2 years in the hospital having surgeries, although it would be several years later before my parents learned what the cause of my difficulties was. I have a list of specialists and medications. Without health insurance, I could not afford the tests and pharmaceuticals needed to keep my heart as healthy as possible, let alone the periodic necessary surgeries and hospitalizations. My husband and I are blessed to have 4 children. One is autistic, one inherited my genetic disorder, and one has a brain injury from in utero. I cannot work because of the time that I spend in therapists and doctor's offices with my children. Since the start of this year alone, one of my children has had 2 ER visits and 1 multi-day hospitalization. In 2013, my mother was about to start a new job when she started having dizziness. Less than a week later, we learned that she had stage 4 cancer as she was whisked to emergency brain surgery. I was with her when she woke up, and the first thing that she did was ask for a social worker to come and tell her whether or not she had health care coverage. I don't want to live in a country where someone's first thought upon waking up from surgery is whether or not they're going to go bankrupt from their care. Unfortunately, not all members of Congress agree with me. Right now, I'm worried about the nominations of Riedler and Murphy. They want to dismantle the ACA, and a vote to confirm them is a vote against my family and millions of families like mine. I cried the day that the ACA was passed because it meant a safety net for my family, with no lifetime caps on medical coverage and the guarantee of being able to get health insurance even if something were to happen to my husband's job. If we lose these protections, people will die. It is as simple and horrific as that. Whether or not my family loses these protections literally keeps me awake at night. I want our elected officials to remember that we cannot predict when we will need to access the healthcare system, and so access to healthcare is an issue that is going to affect us all. Congress needs to stop these attacks on people with pre-existing conditions and guarantee essential health benefits lower the cost of care and prescription drugs, and strengthen Medicare and Medicaid. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Maya. And with that, let me turn it over to Susan Hyde to hear her story. Susan?
Okay, thank you. I'm a cancer survivor, and so I'm always obviously concerned about this, but my daughter, Caitlin, is also a cancer survivor. She was diagnosed with leukemia at the age of 3 and underwent 2 years of chemotherapy. During one of the first meetings with the medical team, they told us that she would have a 90% chance of survival. At that time, they also said she may be uninsurable. This may prevent her from being able to get health insurance in the future. And this stayed on my mind while she was growing up, especially when I would hear stories about people going into bankruptcy due to their medical bills. We had health insurance when she was going through her treatment, but we still had to borrow against my husband's 401k retirement account in order to be able to pay the bills on time. It was a huge relief to me when the Affordable Care Act guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions because I didn't have to worry quite so much about her future. She is now 21 years old, vibrant and healthy, but because of something that happened 18 years ago, she could either be turned down for health insurance or pay much more for health insurance. I really feel that voting to confirm Chad Riedler would have a devastating effect on my daughter's ability to have a secure and healthy future. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Susan. And operator, with that, we'll please open it up for questions.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question over the phone line, please press the star and 1 on your touch-tone phone. You can remove yourself from queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Again, that is the star and 1. Again, if you'd like to ask a question today, please press the star and 1 on your touch-tone phone. We'll pause for another moment to allow questions to queue up. And it doesn't look like we have any questions on the phone line at this time.
Well, thank you, operator. Senator Brown, I'd like to turn it over to you to close.
Yeah, thank you, Brad, and thanks again to Ms. Hyde and Ms. Zimmerman Brown. It's difficult to defeat a judge in, you know, for a circuit appointment like this, a circuit nominee like this, but we've done it in the past, and the way we do it is a huge outcry from people like Ms. Hyde and Ms. Zimmerman Brown and the kind of organizing that I know Protect Our Care knows how to do. So I encourage all of you to use every connection and every lever, every connection you have, every lever you can push, or every button you can push, every lever you can play to turn up the heat on Republican senators all over the country. We've had some of the worst judges we've stopped. These are two of the worst. They're both young. They both could be on the court. They could each be on the court for 30 or 40 years. They're far right ideologues, and it is really, really important to weigh in every way you possibly can. So thanks to the two guests from Ohio, and Brad, thanks for your activism, and we'll be engaged. And when I'm talking to my colleagues all the time about this. Thanks,
great,
folks.
Senator Brown, I just want to make a commitment to you that we have been doing this. We have been doing this out, not just in Ohio, where Maya and Susan have participated in our events going back, you know, many months. In addition to these nominees, the fight over health care in the election as well. But we've also been doing this in the states of your key Republican colleagues that are going to be dealing with this, and we will continue to until, as they say, the last dog dies. Because people this extreme, particularly on the number one issue facing the American people, which is health care, have no place on any court in the land, and that's the message we're trying to send. So with that, operator, unless there are any other comments or if any other questions have come in, we will close this call, and I'll thank everyone for participating.